Hey there, my name is Dina Schools, and this is So This Is Me Trying podcast, where I tackle all those tough questions like which Star Wars movie is the best, and what is your favorite cheese, and would you let a vampire turn you? I also tackle some tougher topics like anxiety and depression, motherhood, what it's like to work in the medical field during the pandemic, and maybe spill the tea every now and then. So grab a drink and enjoy the ride. This is So This Is Me Trying podcast.
Hello, bitches. It's your girl, Dina, and welcome to another episode of
This Is Me Trying.
What's up, witches?
XOXO, spooky girl.
Hi, guys. Hi, it's been a while. So what's up, guys?
It's a goddamn nail on
you
the
did
head.
It. You did an awesome job. Yeah. You guys did fucking fantastic.
I tried to get a little more lisp in there.
Just a little lisp-y.
It's your girl Blair Waldorf here.
This is me trying.
And it's Halloween time, so I feel like it's appropriate time for me to dust off the old boots.
Cauldrons up, bitches.
Cauldrons up. Just, a little rusty, so, bear with it.
I forgot, is this a PG podcast?
No, it definitely says explicit on my, next to my Apple podcast thing.
You say some crazy shit.
Keep your little demons away from this podcast.
This one's not for the children, folks. So, yeah.
Unless you have bad kids.
I don't think that your kids are listening to me, so I think I'm all right.
Exactly.
So, yeah. So, what's up, guys? It's been a minute, and a lot of life has happened. It's a lot.
Yeah.
A lot has happened. My last podcast that I recorded was back in July.
Yeah, mine's about the same thing.
Yeah. It's been a minute.
Yeah.
It's been a minute. Life has gotten crazy.
Think about July to now. Like, just world in general.
I know. So much has changed. Yeah. A lot has changed. I mean, now you live here.
I do.
That's awesome.
Permanent resident.
Permanent resident of Virginia.
Yeah.
Start paying some taxes, buddy.
property tax on Virginia's, that Jeep.
I was already paying property tax on the Jeep.
Start paying
the gun. Oh, man. I remember that was, like, the shittiest thing. Like, I just remember, like, when I moved back from Jersey to Virginia, and I'm like, they'll never figure me out. And apparently I still owed the state of Virginia like $68. And they're like, if you want to register your new car, you need to pay what you owe. I was like, on what car? They're like, I think it was like the red Acura Integra I had for like a whole year.
Oh, damn, I forgot about that car.
Yeah, and they're like, yeah, so it says you had a red Acura Integra back in like 2005, and you never paid property tax on it. And I was like, fuck you, Virginia. God damn it.
Yeah, my dumbass when I got back from Korea bought...
Dogging its wiener, man.
Bought a 2015 Jeep when I moved back, and I was like, cool, yeah, I'm moving to Arizona, so I'll just buy a car in Virginia and drive it back. What's the worst that can happen?
Yeah.
June of that year,
yeah.
I got a property tax bill for over $200, and I'm like, hey, what's up, dog?
Yeah. What's up? Remember that time we bought a vehicle here?
Yeah.
Hey, it's your girl.
Yeah, it's your boy. Property taxes. Yeah. What's up, demons?
Yep.
So when we moved to Floyd, I got my dad's Jeep because mine shit in the bed, and I was registering it. Like, oh, you owe taxes. I was like, bullshit, I do. did you or did you not have a Chrysler PT Cruiser? I was like, yeah, but that shit sold. Oh, you didn't market it sold. I was like, oh, that's some horse shit.
The Cruiser was mine, though, so I don't understand how you got... came after you.
Is that the car with no brakes?
Damn. Yeah. Yeah. That car tried to fuck me up, for sure.
We lost a hubcap at the damn George Washington National Forest.
Do you remember when we were driving into the neighborhood and it fucking was smoking so bad? I was like, this is it. This is the end. And I was like crying because I was like, I don't know how I'm going to afford it. It's not even tax season yet. Like, you got to fuck up at tax season. That's when I got the money. You can't be fucking up right now because I'm fucked. Like, there's no way.
It ended up being a stupid sensor.
Dad had to fix so many sensors on that stupid fucking car.
Infuses.
I'm
like, what the
God,
fuck?
It's ridiculous.
Good old Chryslers.
I'll never again. So, well, yeah. But going back to a lot of life happening. Yeah, I mean, school started for Mo, and then we just got busy with that. And there's just been a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
Sickness.
Health.
Hell, yeah, just stuff. You know, I'm just, I don't know. I've always said it before, like, the podcast is when it's convenient for me.
Exactly right.
Yeah, I'm not like I make money off of this.
No.
You know, I make a whole, like, $1 a month off of advertisement. So
things are slowing down to a good pace. Like, we're at a good time, I feel like, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I feel like this is my favorite time to podcast anyway, because, like, there's actually shit going on. I mean, I don't know. I think what motivated me, too, is, like, a year ago was we did the pumpkin podcast.
Yeah, that was
where
good
we did
one.
All the pumpkin yeah. brews, and I got shh.
Did you ever post the Christmas one?
No.
That will never see the light of day.
I got, like, 5 minutes into listening to it. I was like, oh, no. Ooh. No. This is...
Speaking of that, I was just in the beer fridge, and there are pumpkin still...
Are there Christmas beers still in there?
Yeah, there's Hardywood in there, and there's a 2020, like, Three Notches in there. Like, you know,
I believe
stouts.
It. I believe it.
They probably have, like, a solid level of...
Grossness.
Shit
yeah.
in there that I wouldn't drink, but...
Just roll it. It'd be all right.
Yeah.
I mean, you're in desperate times,
been,
you know?
It's been refrigerated. It ain't gonna be that bad.
Yeah.
That's more alcohol.
Right? It's a little fermentation between friends.
I do like the... Like, I will say, I do enjoy the pumpkin beers, but the Christmas beers are, like, next level. Like, we got some really good ones at Christmas time. Like, yeah, any yeah. of the ones that, like, marshmallow combo were really good.
That was really good.
I think I had one. It was, like, a peppermint mocha
so
coffee
good.
Beer. Yeah. That one was really good.
The few gingerbread ones.
Yeah.
There,
yeah
I know I'm going to pass up on the Hardywood one this year. And be like, you want it? Be like, no.
We had some PTSD here. Of that.
I can send it to my place.
Yeah. Give some to Brandon. Why would you not want to take it? That's a dumb.
You say that, the next time you know we got drunk we're showing up at 164. I'll tell you, I just had the El Caliente beer.
That was a great one. I remember
that
one.
Oh, and I just remember when your dad was asking us, like, oh, yeah, so, like, what did you guys think about the Hardywood stuff? And
fantastic. Like, love it.
Everything started to taste the same after a while.
That was a rough night.
Brandon threw up.
I did.
We saw Satan.
Yeah. Like, it was wow. wild. You get a beard.
Man.
Oh, man.
Good times. Good times.
We're smoking cigarettes with the devil.
But it's cool, though, because now Brandon's here.
Yeah.
And, like, you know.
We can actually do this stuff.
But it's, like, not yeah. even that. Like, me and Brandon were already talking about Thanksgiving menu earlier today.
Oh, yeah? What's on the menu?
I'm not going to say it wrong. Say it for me.
Oh,
apparently I can't say fragrant.
You did it.
I just did it.
Yeah.
Fragrant.
What she can say is
I can't
the charcuterie.
There we go.
Charcuterie. All right, gotcha. The cheese and meat boards.
Yes.
Or the boards.
Also, in some communities known as the charcuterie boards.
Shark.
I go, that's how I know. And you're in the coochie board. Yeah, geez, I got you.
Yeah. You hold the olives in that coochie board.
Yeah. He hates the olives.
Get them devil balls out of here. Get them devil balls on that coochie board right now.
Yeah, but I was thinking about making one of those.
That sounds good.
That'd be fun. And then, yeah, that's about as far as we got.
Yeah, it's
we'll figure it out.
I know,
we got time.
I mean, shit, we'll have two smokers and...
It'll be good. I'm looking forward to the holidays this year. I'm hoping.
Deep fryer, baby.
Deep fryer.
Yes.
With the deep fryer.
Nothing like a deep fried turkey,
oh,
though.
Man.
Clog them arteries. It is so fucking
once
good. Peanut oil. Fucking.
See,
that,
I couldn't have a deep fryer.
That Creole shit.
You say that. It's a pain in the ass to clean. That's why I don't do it in all the other time.
I'd probably still give it a go.
I do. I will give it. If we get bushes of crabs, I'll break it out then because it's perfect for that.
Ooh.
To boil the crabs in it, yeah.
It's perfect.
Pretty good.
That sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
But, yeah. So, here we are, guys.
And this is us trying.
I'm hoping that, like, this holiday season is going to be better than, like, last holiday season, you know?
I feel like last holiday season was pretty good with the circumstances.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like it wasn't that bad.
I'm just hoping like everybody's like in better spirits this year. I mean, you know what I mean?
I was in great spirits because I paid a lot of money to get back and forth for holiday season.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
I made sure that it was
a good time.
Yeah.
You were here for like 2 or 3 weeks.
I know. It was nice.
Both Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yeah, it was really nice. Yeah, I figured, you know.
Now you're here.
Yeah.
It's a 20-minute drive down the road.
I know. It's awesome. But yeah. So we're just hanging out. We like carved pumpkins.
Pumpkin helmets.
Pumpkin helmets, because tomorrow we're going to go get our basics on. I've just been this dream, and I know it sounds so basic, and I know that, like, everybody's done it already.
So basic.
But I really just wanted to do the pumpkin head pictures. So I finally got the right pumpkins for it. Tomorrow's going to be a perfect fall day. We're going to be in Ghent.
Too bad and we had smoke bombs.
Look, we can find some fucking smoke bombs.
I don't think we can find any.
I'm sure we could.
Nothing I can't Google.
Yeah.
You know where to find them, but you can't find them by tomorrow.
You never know. Mm-hmm. You never know.
I'd be impressed if you can't.
But yeah, we have the windows open, cold front's coming through, it's finally starting to feel like fall here in Southeast Virginia. You're probably going to get like some of the wind because it's like super windy outside right now. So it's like the perfect time to talk ghost stories. So we made a drink called Witch's Brew this evening. And it's pretty much just a shot of vodka with some fucking cranberry juice.
It's a cranberry vodka.
It's a cranberry vodka.
We're vodka but cranberry.
It's a vodka cranberry, but we're going to...
It's got grape juice in it.
It also has grape juice in it, and it's... So we called it spooky juice.
Tell me why I just Googled smoke bombs near me, and the first thing that popped up was Walmart Supercenter.
Walmart Supercenter.
That's Chirac, man.
Yeah, that is Chirac.
That is... Wall rat.
Yeah, I was telling the boys a story about my like you Walmart know when you're business. Getting older, but you just appreciate a good fucking Walmart. And like I was off yesterday and I had to take our oldest to school, and his school's out in Suffolk, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna go out to, I was like, I always got Walmarts out there, I'm just gonna go to the Walmart over by my school. And like, it changed my life. I made friends there. Like, two women just started, like, talking to me. Like, they just, like, started, like, pulling me into their conversation, like, as if I was, like, one of them. And we're all talking spooky together.
It's all how the
We're all, like, lives. Congregating around all the Halloween stuff. And it was, like, I felt home. I felt welcome there. I felt like, this is my Walmart. This is the Walmart I need to be in. This is where I need to come. So.
Where everybody knows your name.
Oh, man.
Dita, good to see you again.
Like, hey, guys, what's up? You got Christmas stuff up? Let's do this.
On aisle 9? Cool, thank you.
You were holding that tree for me, right, Betty? No?
They still have the good little yellow smiley stickers they throw on your chest when you walk in.
How's Thomas doing? Is he doing good?
He's good. Right, cool. Did you hold them? Mm-hmm. Back there.
You got that tree for me, right? Okay, cool. Yeah.
Do you know they don't do layaway anymore?
Really?
Yeah, Walmart stopped layaway.
That's interesting.
As of this year.
I feel like it's a bad year for them to want in one. Yeah, stop doing layaway.
People were laying and not weighing.
Yeah. Laying and not weighing.
Yeah. Probably didn't have money for it.
Yeah. I will say, PayPal was doing it for a while. The pay in four. Which came in really handy during, like, the beginning of school.
It's weird that you said that, because Amazon just saw an option for that. Like, split these payments up.
Yeah,
like,
paying four.
How come everyone doesn't do this?
Yeah, I'm like, this is fucking genius. Like,
are there
no interest.
It's just paid off in four.
Yeah, like, it just, so you don't have to pay it all at one time. You just pay, you know, depending on how much it is, like, pay $27 now and pay $27 in 2 weeks, and... That's they cool. give you, like, no they split it out over like, 2 week gaps, like, you know.
That's very cool.
Yeah, I thought it was awesome. Mm-hmm. I mean, it definitely was nice because, you know, Mo wanted all this fucking expensive shit to go to fucking school this year.
Gucci gang.
Yeah. You know, so I was like, well, I ain't paying for it. I ain't gonna know the difference, right?
Yeah. Especially because, you know, it's a lot up front.
I mean, you can't brown bag your own book covers anymore.
Oh man, remember that?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, we had to pay for books this year.
Oh.
Because the joys of going to a private school. We had to.
Not it was bragging
like,
or anything.
Yeah, not flexing or anything, but.
Listen, it's not a flex.
It's sometimes when that first tuition payment got paid this month, I was like, oh God.
I can't imagine. It's not a flex because the school that you went to had 2 gun threats already.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's how we look, like, yeah. You're
paying for safety.
Paying for safety is right. Yeah. Yeah, the beginning of the school year went off with a fucking bang, literally, here in this area.
Yeah. All these gun threats.
Insane.
These kids are locked up for a year and they don't know how to act with each other.
They don't. It's like I don't know. It's sad. It's real sad. Anyway, we're not going in that direction.
Oh yeah, we did kind of veer left towards Kandahar a little bit.
I want to clarify
the Chirac comment that just fucking threw me.
I just want to clarify the dog wiener statement. That I just get this out of the way. A disclaimer: our golden likes to rest his wiener on the foot.
He's so weird.
So you know,
he's so weird.
He's underneath the table, and I was like, "Well, this is a dog wiener on my foot." So.
He does it all the time. Like, we're sitting on the couch, and he'll be laying next to me. We're having a moment, you know, we're snuggling. Up. And then all of a sudden, he just gets up, and he, like, stands right in front of me with my little fucking pigeon legs. And he's like...
Just Elon Musk. Yeah,
just rest it right on my fucking foot. I'm like, dude, for real. I get to the point now where I'll push him. I'm like, all right. Like, nope.
I'm gonna start kicking dicks.
I don't know what that is. It's like a weird complex.
I don't know.
So weird. If anyone has goldens and their dog does that, let us know. Yeah.
It's weird.
Red Rocket.
Fuck.
So, yeah. So, I feel like we need to light a candle and turn it like.
You have one that says pumpkin carving.
I do, and it should have been lit.
I think it might have been unlit.
It's unlit.
Ooh, put the globe in front of us.
Well, you gotta turn the. Can you
I
get?
Didn't turn the light
we're off. Just we're getting we're setting the scene, guys.
Hold on, I can't see that well, so you're gonna fucking. Okay, I can see fine.
Look how cool this is. So you guys can't see it, but I have this like really cool Halloween decoration, and it's everyone's being memorized.
Can we ask it questions?
Maybe I don't know. Doesn't respond to us.
Why is my golden wrist his dick on my foot?
So since we're on the topic of Halloween, since we've finally just rounded it around after
Brandon threw me off on the last one.
So what's everyone's like opinion on Ouija boards? The reason why I bring this up is that I have a mutual friend who's like a big social media influencer. She's like a mutual friend of a friend. So she went to ODU. She's like a cheerleader. She's a photographer.
I never let a name drop her.
No, I'm not saying her name. But so
made up.
No, she's not a made up influencer.
No, I'm saying not with you, but she's self.
She's like a really good photographer.
I got you.
Like she's got like a zillion followers. Like everybody knows who she is. She's
loud and clear.
You know, she's like drop dead gorgeous, you know, got the picture perfect family, you know, one of those. Anyway, I really like her because she, you know, she keeps it real, you know, and she apparently went to like some thrift store out in Great Bridge area. And, there was a Ouija board, you know, for sale at this thrift store. And she was like gonna buy it, and I guess she did buy it. And then like all of her influencers just were like, oh my god, you're bringing the devil in your house and this, that, and the third. And she's like, we weren't really gonna play it. I was just gonna buy it as decoration.
It's
like
still
I
was the demons.
Like I was just gonna buy it as decoration. Like literally, like her influencers like went after her so hard that she threw it in the trash outside of the thrift store. So she bought it and threw it away.
Good.
And I just was like,
that's where it needs to be.
I don't know. Like I just, it's one of those things. She was like, in her defense, she's like, I don't believe in that kind of stuff.
You will.
You know what I mean?
You will.
Have you guys ever had, like, played a Ouija board before? Have you ever played a Ouija board?
I've watched it get done, and nothing good ever fucking happens.
No, I've
Have you played a Ouija board?
Unfortunately, I have experiences with Ouija
boards. Really?
Yeah,
okay, so I want to hear this. I want to hear this story.
It's just one of those, everyone thinks, like, while you're doing it, you think the other person is moving.
Yeah, everyone always thinks that. Yeah.
No, it's actually fucking moving. You know, you ask, like, yes or no questions, and that motherfucker just kind of...
There's something about it that's intriguing to me. I don't know.
Doing the rainbow.
Like, I've never... I mean, I get some people, like... It's like anything, though. Like, apparently, like... It doesn't... All right, if you believe in that kind of stuff, like, if you believe in life after death and, like, spirits and ghosts and good and evil type of situations, like, I feel like regardless of a Ouija board, like, if something's open, like, it's gonna come regardless. I don't know. Like, regardless of that? I don't know. Like,
like
portals?
Portal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, but there's a portal open...
Yeah. No, I'm not saying that it's not, like, I'm not saying that it doesn't...
You can also open a portal.
Yeah. I feel like, I mean, regardless, like, if you're inviting something, regardless of a Ouija board, you know.
See, all my Zach Bagan.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So, I've played...
They disguise themselves.
So, I have played with a Ouija board a few times as a kid. Mm. So, my cousin Chrissy had one as a kid. And we used to play with it all the time.
Did y'all get Zozo?
No. But we did, like... So we did contact... At the time, it was right when the whole JonBenet Ramsey thing happened. And, like, she was missing. Fuck. And, like, I was obsessed with it. Yeah. Like, here we go talking about how, as a culture, we're only obsessed with white girls going missing or white girl murders. We're never worried about anybody of any other color or persuasion. Like, only if it's a white girl, then we're...
But she was a child, though.
Yeah.
Like, she was a very, like, she was under 10.
But, I was, like, obsessed with JonBenet Ramsey, that whole thing. So I wanted to know who murdered her.
Yeah.
So the Ouija board said it was her brother.
Mm.
So... That's what the Ouija board said.
Out that they're leading, like, heavily towards her brother, weren't they?
Yeah, it was definitely. I mean, obviously, it was. If I can remember distinctively, the Ouija board said it was her brother. And what was weird about it is, so you've been to my grandparents' house before it was tragically burned down.
Mm-hmm.
We had like this little. It used to be the garage that was converted into an apartment that was separate. It was connected but separated from the rest of the house.
Mm-hmm.
That's where my dad used to live when I was a kid, and we were living there at the time. And so that's where we were playing. And as we were doing it, like, the door, like, just mysteriously to go the outside, mysteriously opened up.
Mm-mm.
And, like, opened up slow enough, like, if somebody was coming in, and then literally shut on its fucking own. And I was like, okay. I always thought the property was haunted anyway. I was always obsessed with that. But then we were contacting her, and my uncle Frank came through.
Wow.
So, evil grandpa, yeah. And so we were asking where he was at, and because, you know, he came through and he was telling us he was in the basement. So then I couldn't go in the basement the rest of the fucking day or evening, you know, until I finally got over the fear that, like, my grandfather's twin brother wasn't hiding in the basement, you know. But that's the same night that I saw a ghost in the field. So it's kind of weird how, like, all of that happened all around the same time.
I don't think it's so weird. I feel like they go hand in hand.
And then my cousin Chrissy was so mad at me because, of course, she thought I was making everything up and I was the one moving in. And she got all upset with me and, like, didn't talk to me the rest of the night because I was scaring her. She blamed me for the whole thing. But yeah.
Mm. You don't fuck with Ouija boards.
No Ouija
not
boards.
For me.
No.
Not even allowed in the house.
No, I mean, we don't own a Ouija board. I would never bring one in. But there is a call, like, I've had a weird, like, call of, like...
That's the devil.
...wanting to, like, not play with a Ouija board, but just, like, I was telling John I had a weird...
What's that song?
It's me running.
No!
Yo, what up, boy? It's the demons.
It's the pumpkin queen.
It's the pumpkin queen. But no, like, I had a weird dream the other night, and I told you, I couldn't understand what it was about. And every now and then I'll have these weird dreams where, you know, we've talked about, like, sleep paralysis before on your podcast.
That fucking sucks.
Yeah, and
sleep demons.
And it's almost the same thing, but it's not, like, like, I know something, like, I could feel an energy change. And, like, sometimes I'm too deep in sleep where I don't, it doesn't wake me, but I know something's going on. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what came into our house the other evening, but I felt it. Like, I felt the, like, even in my sleep, I knew something was in our house.
Well, that's, like, a basic animal instinct. Humans can feel beings around them or close to them while they're sleeping. It's just goes back to the days when we used to hang from trees and hide from saber-tooths and shit, you know? Like,
that's true.
Like, the other night, I fucking crashed on the couch and I woke up and...
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah, like, crashed on the couch and before I even woke up...
So you're not naked.
That felt... No, no. So is that It was not. It was not her. It was my old man, some fucking European wear. European beach wear. Rolls in, like, I'm crashing the couch. Had a couple of beers. I'm just chilling. Nice place to sleep.
Yeah.
Next thing I know, it's 7 in the morning, and you get that feeling, oh, man, something's happening. I should probably be aware of this. I'm going to roll over, wake up, and just, there he is right there, you know? Like,
cereal. Was he sitting at the computer?
No, like, he just walked down the hallway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Real human, by the way, not a ghost.
Okay.
But yeah. You get that sense of something's there, but you don't know what it is.
Yeah, and that's what I had. I just had a weird dream that there was, like, a ghost in our house. But this one, in the dream, even, it wouldn't show itself to me. But I could feel it, and I knew it was there, and I was confronting it. Like, what do you want? Why are you here? You're not somebody who's normally here. And it wouldn't... The only way it would show itself to me was by a speckle of a orb, essentially. And it was an orb, and it would start blinking when I was talking to it, and it finally would... was orbing and, like, communicating with me by blinking, and then it went away. And I was like, well, you're not somebody who's normally supposed to be here, so who the fuck are you? And it was like, I don't know if, like, maybe I am, like a, you know, Jennifer Love Hewitt fucking medium, you know what I mean, in that sense. But I knew instinct, like, I knew, and I could felt, and it just, something fell off. And it was like, to me, whoever it was is not somebody who normally checks in around here. And I can always tell, like, if it's, like, a grandparent, sometimes I'll smell Nana's perfume, sometimes I'll hear, like, my, you know, it used to be, like, I could hear my grandfather laugh every now and then, or, like, I could hear, one day I heard Nana call my name in her normal, like, I heard, like, a Nana.
I wonder if there's
any, you know, what I mean?
I wonder if it's, like, my family. Maybe.
But it was somebody who normally never come, you know what I mean?
And you never met any of my grandparents, except for, like, the ones that live in Florida, but, like, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, it was, like, I knew, and it was weird because when I had the dream, I was, like, out here in the living room. Like, I wasn't in the bedroom anymore, and sometimes I'm, like, do I sleepwalk, or, like, you know what I mean? But I don't think I do.
The nights you're taking a nap? No, you weren't sleepwalking, because we got a goddamn camera that you were sleepwalking.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, it's like, I can see my surroundings, but
they call it astro projecting.
Yeah.
Your mind can walk when your body's still.
And then that's...
Astro projecting, and that's actually maybe scientifically proven.
And maybe that's what I'm doing.
You're, like, number 11.
It's weird, though.
She shaved her head. The upside down. Yeah, you should shave your head.
Oh, no, that's crazy.
You're like Sinead O'Connor.
I feel like people are listen to me, and it's like, this bitch is crazy.
We're not crazy. You're crazy.
You're not crazy. But, I mean, I believe in that kind of stuff. There is certain things where I do believe that there's life after death. As much as death scares me, I do believe that there's something else that, you know, that happens, and that, you know.
There's an interesting... never brought this up to you, but on Netflix, there's a series about people who tell stories who died. And,
I've watched something like that before.
You know, but, you know, sometimes it, like, death, like, especially nowadays, like, kind of brings us down.
And,
you don't put any of that on your plate, but they have interesting stories up there about people who died and come back and, like, this is, like...
Well, they've actually done stuff, too, where, like, a person has died and they've been connected to, like, all sorts of neurosensors and things like that. Mm-hmm. And it's literally been that they've, I don't know if they've detected some sort of, like, brainwave that still fires off mm-hmm. even after death or something like that. They can't figure out why that is.
Delta,
yeah.
Delta, I think that's what it's called.
And but really, like, you should, but you're, but you are like your textbook dead, but mm-hmm. there's still something that fires some sort of, they, I don't know, they feel like
it's electricity.
Yeah, like that there's some sort of mm-hmm. brain activity that's still firing
yeah,
off,
like, and neurons still fire off yeah. even after decapitation. You're still yeah. mm-hmm. like you can still like and your muscles still flinch. Like,
yeah,
you funny, definitely have thoughts, but you don't really know them.
Where we go park at the ocean front, we always park next to that building. There's a building that we always park to. It looks like a government building, but it's actually an institute that this guy was a world famous astro projection. I forget his name, but it's a museum about him and everything. It's a whole school of like learning how to do that.
Well, it's funny that you bring that up, because there's always been a story that I've always been very fascinated about, and I never looked further into it, but I learned about it when I was in college, and it was about a woman who swore up and down that when she went to sleep, she went somewhere else. She went to a whole nother town, mm-hmm. to a, like, bless you. Like
he's
a whole nother
yeah. Anyone to be super like, loud. I got dad sneezing.
she every night she would dream about the same town, the same place, certain people, this, that, and the third.
It's very
and
places that they've never been.
Yeah, and
very
like very
that.
Detailed.
Yeah.
And then she somehow or another something happened. I don't know if she figured out what she was dreaming about, but she went there and like people knew her. To a, like a town she had never been to. And it makes you, like, you think, and it would happen when she was asleep.
Yeah.
Like, she would, like, apparently she would, they, the theory of that, she was astro projecting and
yeah.
to a whole nother town or something like that. And people actually saw her.
And that's what, like, Kevin, that, when people say, like, follow your dreams, mm-hmm. that's the part I believe, like, follow your dreams. Not
yeah.
as much as, like, I want to do this, that, and the third, but, like,
like
you
what you're dreaming
that,
about, yeah.
When
yeah.
you have that specific dream and you say, like, I am this, I am here, I'm doing this, that is, you should probably follow up on that.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's weird, though, because I'm the same way. Like, whenever I do dream, I dream about, like, the same city. And, like, I'm always at this hotel. And I do have these, like, weird dreams. I'm always at the same hotel. I don't know what it is about this hotel, but I always wind up there. I always wind up at this hotel, and for various reasons. Or if I go to a park, I always wind up at a certain park.
This place.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It's called the Edgar Cayce's R, which means Association for Research and Enlightenment.
That's cool.
And, like, that's the place you'd go for... this shit, you can learn how to do
that's
it.
Cool. I mean, I definitely believe in it. I mean, and then it all just kind of ties in with, like, you know, Buddhism and everyone that believes in meditation and all that stuff. Yeah, like, I mean, it all kind of ties in together on, you know, the same
even like
foundation, like, I guess, you know,
the whole deep dive I went to with the CE5, like, a lot of that kind of ties into, like, older religion and what we're talking about now, like seeing orbs and this and that. Like, it seems like everything's connected almost.
Yeah,
you know?
It's really interesting. But yeah, but talking like ghost stories, that was kind of like my, I mean, even though I wasn't like awake for it, I definitely felt like something was in the house that normally isn't in the house.
Yeah.
I mean, and this, we have encounters here at our house. It's nothing ever,
you know,
nothing ever harm, like, you know,
no,
what I mean,
nothing
like,
malicious.
I had like a weird situation that happened like last week or something. John went to go pick up Morgan from football practice, and I was home by myself, and the dogs were in the kitchen with me, and I was washing dishes and listening to music, and I could hear very, very heavy footsteps all of a sudden, and it wasn't Remy.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Remy can trot around and be, but it was like very, very heavy footsteps trotting around. Like, he was still, and mm-hmm. I was still hearing the, like, you could, like, the vibration, and I couldn't figure out if it was coming from upstairs or if it was coming from, like, the hallway area.
Oh,
no. But I could just hear it. Like, I could feel the vibration of, like,
even the early mornings,
yeah.
I get up with Finn, I hear that too.
Yeah.
So I think it's just like an imprint.
Yeah.
Because I don't hear anything, like, during the day, per se. Like, and...
Even at night, it's pretty quiet. I don't hear any... Like, this house is very quiet at night.
The first night here in this house ever was, like, the quietest...
Yeah.
It's, like, deafening quiet.
Yeah, it was super quiet. I'll never forget that.
It was, like, the best night's sleep I've ever had. Quiet.
And we were coming from living out in the middle of the fucking mountains.
Even that night, we had slept with the windows open, and you know, like, you can hear nature all over the place. But, like, here, it was just in the middle of a city.
Yeah, it was quiet. Quiet.
Strange.
So, but yeah, so you were going to share a ghost story with me a little while ago, and I stopped you and I said, let's save it for the podcast.
Save it for the podcast.
Jamie, that's where we're at. So I'm excited because I have always, I have like a shit ton of ghost stories because I'm just like that. I'm that person.
So this one was.
Was it at Mom and Dad's house?
Yes.
Oh, God. We could go into that.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
this week, last week?
Whatever.
No, it was 100% just this week.
Okay.
On Monday. Yeah. Okay.
That's weird. You know why? Hold on. I'm going to rewind the tape a minute. You know why? Because it's so weird that you fucking said that. Because she went into surgery. So, anyway, if you don't know, my mom's been battling cancer. I haven't really put it out on, like, my podcast, but my mom's been battling stage 4 throat cancer for like a year now almost, right?
So
she just went in for her second surgery on Monday. And you know what's really weird that you, just before, pre-gamer, before you, I texted John and said, my phone just started acting fucking weird.
Yeah.
And he,
Tuesday.
Was it Tuesday? When did she have her surgery? She had her surgery on Monday, not Tuesday.
You can do it.
And all of a sudden, my phone started acting weird and only showing me pictures of Mom. You can do it.
You can do it. Come on.
You're
now.
Not. Listen. Come on. You got to tell the story now. So I just prefaced it. So whatever you're talking about, it's weird.
She said on Tuesday that she's like, my phone's acting weird.
I said on Monday because she was in surgery on Monday.
Oh, that's
babe.
Right. It was on Monday. And she's like, no, it was Tuesday because you texted me while I was at work.
I'm pretty sure it was Monday. And
no,
I said,
Monday. She went to surgery on Tuesday.
No, babe. She had surgery on Monday.
I'm telling you. Like, I can pull up your text. It was Tuesday. I was at the office. It was the only day I was at the office.
So anyway. There was a day.
Yeah. Anyway.
So there was a day.
Brandon, tell your ghost story.
So there was a day.
So it was Monday.
Till I got high.
There was...
Stop, let him tell it.
So there was a day. I'd crashed on the couch, had a couple beers, this, that, and the other, and fell asleep for quite a while, woke up, probably about damn near 3:30 in the
Always
morning.
Always at 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
And I hear just... steps. I'm like, alright, that's Mom. She's probably going to the bathroom, just doing her thing. I'm like, alright. She goes into the bathroom. So what I think is my mom goes in the bathroom, and 10 minutes go by, and I'm thinking, should I step in? Should I, like, just kind of knock lightly on the door?
Right.
Yeah, make sure she's alright. I'm like, alright. Nothing. I didn't do it. I just thought about it. and then
I'm trying to see my mind.
Yeah, I was like, all right, like, okay. So then another 10 minutes goes by, and I'm still on the couch, perked up a bit. Like, all right, it's been a while. I should probably fucking check on her. I go, I push the door open, and I see that the light's off. There's nothing on the toilet. There's no one in the bathroom.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right. So that's fucking weird. I try not to think too much about it. And I turn around and I walk back to the couch and I sit back down. Think to myself, all right. This is just your brain doing what it does.
But wait, was she even there? Because she was at the hospital, right? Because she went to surgery. She stayed there for what, a night?
No,
overnight?
This is when she was back.
Oh, okay, so she
was back. Yeah, this is when she was back.
Okay.
And so, because Dad had done multiple times, like, if Mom does this, this happens, you do this.
Yeah.
Like, I'd been to the fucking ringer. And so, at that point, hadn't seen anything, hadn't done anything. I go back on the couch. I sit back down. I'm like, all right, I can use another beer. So I get up, get another beer, crack it, sit down, drink it. I hear the same footsteps that, like, resembles my mother's footsteps. Go back. I wasn't looking at the hallway at the time or anything. And as I hear the footsteps, I turn to look, go back. And then still nothing.
Yeah, that's nuts.
But what did it was when we talked about, like, the next day we talked about it. Talked to Dad. There's like, no, Mom didn't get up because, like, this, that, and third's not missing in the fridge. But she's like, but there is a seltzer missing. Mom usually gets seltzers at night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Was there
more to this? Hold on. There's a part two. Okay. What? Why can't you tell it now? What happened? Oh my God!
You can't leave us on the edge. I'm like this.
You can't do this to me.
Nah, can't do it.
Why?
Is it scary?
Is it scary?
No, it's not. Did it end up being?
Did it end up being Mom? What's happening?
Just a yes or no on that one.
On what part?
Did it end up being Mom?
No. Okay. So some, you know, that's funny that you sit there and say that, but because you've always told me stories.
Oh, that, yeah. That house used to scare the shit out of me as a kid. Terrified me as a kid.
Which house had a balloon? Which one had that one?
That was when we lived at the duplex on Cox.
This house, Shore Road?
But man, this house on Shore Road has some fucking crazy shit.
The floor to crack on its own, like, yeah, like just footsteps, and Dad would be like, oh, it's just the house settling.
No.
Like, no, it's not
I used to hear fucking footsteps clear as fucking day. Now, mind you, like, we have hardwood floors in our fucking hallway.
Yeah, the whole house is hardwood. Yeah,
and, like, I would hear somebody fucking walk up and down that hallway all fucking night long. And then they would stop in front of my fucking bedroom. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to wake up and fucking, like, I'm going to open my eyes and, like, see something scary there. Like, I used to get terrified. I used to hear somebody go into the living room and rustle with the, remember when she used to have the curio cabinet in the living room? I could hear somebody go in and rustling in the, I could hear the curio cabinet opening and, like, yeah, like, it used to fucking, that house used to terrify me as a kid.
It has not changed.
Yeah, like, there's just something fucking there. And whatever it is, it's fucking, it's scary. It's not like, it's one of those things where it's like, wow, you know, like, it terrified me as a kid. Like, it's scary.
The sound of the footsteps, like, down the hall.
Does your dad just not give a shit?
He doesn't, no.
I don't know if he doesn't just think about it. He just doesn't, yeah. But man, like.
He's probably so passed out. He's just like, I'm tired.
Yeah, because he, like,
listen, if you're not going to fucking kill me, don't fucking.
Dude, just fucking do it.
Yeah.
Dude, whatever, man.
But no, like, no.
Don't touch my shit. It's all right.
That house used to scare me as a kid. And I used to never say anything about it because I just thought, like, you know, after a while, like, even as an adult and looking back, and I'm like, maybe I just had a really vivid imagination, and I was just hearing, I was making that shit up in my head because of my anxieties and my fears, and, you know, and my anxiety was always the worst at night, always. I would be fine all day long, and then the second it was time to go to bed, like, fuck it, like, I would freak the fuck out.
And I'm gonna say this addition to that, like, when I moved away, I never had anxiety.
Yeah.
Never really had, I never had, like, spiritual anxiety.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
Never had any of that, like, social anxiety. Yeah, I had it. But when I'm by myself, I love being by myself.
Yeah.
In that house for the past 2 months, I hate being by myself.
Yeah, there's something weird. I don't know what it is.
Get his brother. My brother-in-law is not a loser. He's waiting to close in on a house.
Yes, yeah. Actually. Yeah,
he's in the Air Force. He's in the military. He just got reinstated back East Coast.
He's not living with his
natural
family. Yeah.
This is not a pastime.
I'm very well off if anyone is interested.
And he's single.
He's single.
He's single, ladies. Yeah.
Blondes, brunettes, love him. Like, you
know. Call him tripod. I don't know why.
God. So, baby, want a Nikon? Nikon these? No, I'm not gonna say that.
Jesus.
Steady as a rock.
But no, seriously.
Oh, stop.
Like, this house, man.
Yeah,
it's
I don't know
weird.
What it is. And I remember even asking our neighbor when we first moved in. I remember asking Miss Gail next door if somebody died in our house. Because
it felt like it.
It just felt like whoever was, and it was always a male to me. I always picked up on a male spirit.
Same.
Always a male.
It's so
always a male.
Like, it's never like unsettling to the point you think that you're going to die. You know,
yeah.
Like, it's unsettling where like you want to just like grab the guy's hand and be like, "Bro, are you okay?
Like, why the fuck are you constantly pacing?"
Yeah,
like it's just like a negative, nervous energy, and sometimes that makes me wonder.
To honestly
that's
say,
probably really why he paces.
Our dad,
he
dad
does pace a lot.
Emulates the fucking
yeah.
He
the spirit
he
that
can't
feels.
Relax either. Yeah. Man, it makes you wonder.
And sometimes I wonder though, like if it's like our
he's
grandfather
because of him. He's like, oh my god, my,
but
I used to be ghost cool. Stressed out, like human. Yeah, bro, you need to fucking chill. We can't do this anymore.
Yeah, everybody.
I had a nice life haunting, and you're doing this.
I'm
like, you're
here.
Fucking up my vibe, man.
Listen, I know not to touch those dolphins,
all right? Oh, who the fuck knows what I fucking conjured?
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Like, oh, yeah.
But sometimes, like, I feel, like, I honestly feel like whoever it is attached to Mom. And I've had this conversation with Mom many, many moons ago when I was still living up north. And she came to visit me, and it was like a late night, and you know there had been alcohol involved and things like that. And I said something to her about it. I said, "Mom, did you ever get like weirded out at the house?" And she was like, "What do you mean?" I was like, "Did you ever pick?" Because Mom can be, Mom can be
sensitive
too.
I think it's nuns.
I think it is too.
100% it's nuns.
What's your dad?
Well, no. Well, that's her. Well, no, I don't. I don't think it's nuns. I think it's Charlie. I think it's her father. Because I've seen it before.
Christian's nuns then.
And it's a tall, slender man.
Is it nuns Charlie?
No. Nuns is great-grandfather. That's on Nana's side. Nuns is...
Nunzio is...
Yeah, on... Nana. Nana's side. Charlie is Mom's dad.
Our grandfather.
Our grandfather. That
the one that... The German that died.
Yeah. Yeah. So...
The Argentinian.
Yeah, the Argentinian. Totally not fucking Nazi.
So apparently when we were doing our ancestry, though, apparently he wasn't that German.
No.
Believe it or not. He definitely had German in him.
You guys did ancestry on Mom's side?
Yeah.
I haven't done Mom's side. I've done Dad's side. I haven't done Mom's
side. He wasn't that German. We'll have to come back to that. But he wasn't
as... Oh, I'm so down.
He wasn't that German. They were all from, like, what, somewhere in New Jersey originally, or New York originally, something like that. But his lineage with being German went way, way far back. He wasn't
straight
German.
You talked to Mom and it was Charlie was straight German.
I mean, he definitely probably had German in him, but their lineage on being German
was watered down.
Yeah.
No shit. That changes
we'll have to talk about that.
There's
going to
be a timeline episode.
Yeah, we have to talk about because we did an episode last year about our ancestry because we did the free trial for 30 days and we both did research and then we did a podcast about it.
Mm-hmm.
So now that you're here,
Dad's side too.
Yeah, and we can do like an updated one on that. That'd be cool. But
get a new email.
But that's who I think it is. Like that's who I think it is, and I've had that conversation with Mom a few times where I was like, "I think it's your dad." To be honest with you,
it feels
and
familiar.
She feels the same way where she's felt. She's told me that she's even had sleep paralysis a few times, and she's seen him, and she's told him to go away.
Yeah,
there's some weird attachment to her, and I don't know if it's because of like maybe he's trying to like. stop her from doing the things that he's done.
It's true.
You know what I mean? Because he kind of went out pretty tragically at the end, and, you know.
He definitely chose himself over others.
And I don't know if that's the thing of, like, that attachment. And I always used to, and I always hear Nana's voice in my head of that's when she used to get mad at Mom, she would say, you know, you're your father's daughter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which, out of all of them,
she's, yeah, the most like him.
Yeah.
There's another one.
There.
There's another one.
Yeah. But, yeah. But Mom is like, you know.
She, yeah, she's, if there's ever was a spitting image, I imagine mm-hmm. it's probably that.
But, yeah, I mean, so I always felt, and her and I had this conversation, like I said, many moons ago, where we've talked about it, and she's agreed with me on that. And I just think it's him. I think it's him attached to her somehow. And I've always felt that way. I've seen the silhouette, the shadow of him, and he's a tall, slender man, and, you know, always in, like, a black shadow. So, but yeah, that house used to straight up fuck me up. There was a time where, and I know I've told this story before, but like I was in the kitchen, I was like washing my dish or something, or washing my hands, and Mom had been rustling around. I don't know if it was like just a day off from school, and I think it was just me and her. You weren't home, Dad wasn't home, whatever the case was, and she was just doing her normal thing. She was in and out a few times, you know, cleaning up the house or doing laundry or whatever, and I, like, was washing something, like, in the back, like, from my peripheral, I saw what I thought was our mother go out to the garage, down, you know, down out into the mudroom area and to the laundry room, and didn't think anything of it, was, like, talking. I'm like, Mom, like, mm-hmm. I go out, she's not in there.
My damn soul.
And I'm like, what the fuck? Where did she go? And I'm like calling all around for her. I'm like, Mom. And, oh, no, I thought she came back in. And so I followed her to the bedroom. And I'm like, Mom, why are you not responding to me? Like, and all of a sudden I hear the door open. Yeah. And here comes Mom. She's coming from the thing. So I'm like, who the fuck did I just follow down here? Because I thought it was my mom.
Like, and that's similar to the context. Yeah. Like, similar to the context of the story I told earlier, but in a different setting, same thing. I'm chilling on the couch, I hear things, I'm like, all right, just Mom going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And none of the lights turn on in the bathroom, no lights in Mom's room.
Yeah.
Obviously we have no lights in the hallway because yeah. there's no hallway lights in that house.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, just Mom's using the bathroom, she likes piss in the dark, whatever. People are into different things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Time goes by, I'm like, all right, yeah, whatever, she's still just doing her thing, whatever.
Yeah, check on her.
Yeah. Like, and then I'm like, it gets to the point where I'm like, okay, maybe I should fucking check on her.
Yeah.
I go into the bathroom, open the door, empty toilet.
Yeah.
Empty sink.
Oh, God.
Empty the entire bath. There's no
signs of
life
anybody,
in that bathroom for hours. And I'm like, all right, so that's fucking weird. My brain activates.
Yeah.
I'm like, I should probably look into this a little bit.
Yeah.
I go down the hallway. Mom's door is still closed. Mm. Dad's door is closed.
Mm. His ears are looking a little bit much better.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, I mean...
But at the same time, like, you hear...
You can hear
the
it.
The legit
yeah.
footsteps down the hallway, man. Like,
yeah, I used to hear that all the time.
They're not bullshit footsteps. They're, like...
Legit, yeah. Legit, yeah.
Heavy hardwood footsteps. That would wake you up no matter what room you're
after
in.
That.
Yeah, Mom used to see, and then that makes me think, too, Mom used to sleepwalk a lot, but if the door was shut, then you would have not, because she used to, like, back in the day, like, after she came home from the Gulf War and stuff,
but
she sleepwalk a lot.
Like, Dina, the thing is, this happened a week and a half, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Like, it was recent.
Yeah.
And I haven't slept in that house long term in 10 years.
Yeah.
And I had when I did sleep in that house, I had so much anxiety that I could not sleep in
I
that
couldn't
room.
Either. Yeah, me too. I was the same way. That's the same way.
Man, let's hope that your new house isn't this bad.
No, it's
just that house.
It's not that house. It's the people in the house.
Yeah.
There's something that is just shrouding the person that lives in that house.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree. It's just like a force, like a negative. Yeah.
It's rough. Like, you walk in and the air is heavier.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I've been there. Well, you know.
Yeah.
Made into it. Didn't say that as a bad thing.
It's just, I'd like that.
Listen, I've been in the trenches over there.
Oh, yeah.
No, that house is just,
it's a heavy, man.
Yeah,
now, I've seen the occasional shadow here.
Yeah.
No,
I've seen it at nighttime a few times.
I've seen it during the day. I'm like, it was
I've seen it in the hallway, yeah, like somebody walking by. Yeah.
I'm like,
no.
So you just leave the kids alone. I'm all right with you. You know what
I
mean? Like, I'm all right. Yeah. And don't break my shit.
That's I've checked in on Morgan a few times because Morgan can be sensitive to that stuff too. And.
One time that Finn got scared in his room.
Yeah, something about his room freaked him out that one day.
Well, other than that, it was okay.
Yeah. He would not stop staring at the corner, and he would, like, had a look of horror on his fucking face, like...
The left corner?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was there something happened to you in there?
I've woken up.
Just had that feeling of looking in the left corner.
Yeah, because when like obviously
it's like tonight, when you walk in next to the
window, in that corner where the bed is.
No, he was looking towards the door next.
So
to
are
the
we talking okay. like when you're laying in the bed?
When you're laying in the bed and you're looking at the closet, that corner right there above the door.
Yes, like that door corner area. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because I crashed in that room multiple times and I still woken up.
Just have a sense of looking in that corner.
Yeah, like someone's staring at you. That's the feeling I get.
And it might be. I mean, I don't know where homegirl...
It doesn't... Oh, sorry, didn't I hear?
No, you're fine.
It never feels bad, but it's that feeling of, like, you ever been asleep and someone's just kind of, like, staring at you?
Yeah.
It's that. Like, it doesn't feel bad. It doesn't feel like someone's trying to hurt you. It's someone's just like, hey, what's up, dude? You're here and I'm here.
Yeah.
And now we're here.
Yeah. I definitely feel that. I still want to know who the two orbs are.
Yeah.
So we have, you know, whether you believe in all this stuff and you've made it this far in my podcast and we're sharing ghost stories tonight in honor of Halloween. So we have like security system in our home and we have a camera in our living room. And every night that we turn, you know, it switches to infrared. And within 5 minutes or so, we'll watch the cameras. And then all of a sudden, here comes these two orbs.
Yep.
And it's like playtime for them. It's like, the humans of the house are going to bed. So now it's time for us to, you know, to play. And like clockwork, they come down from the stairwell and it's two of them. And they chase each other and twirl around each other and zoom around the living room a few times. And then they go back up the steps and come back down the steps. And then they go in the hall. I mean, they zoom everywhere. They're all, and it's not a bug because it happens ritually every fucking day.
Which is awesome to see. It means that they're like not in peril. They're not doing things.
No, they're just like who it is, though.
They're just living the afterlife.
What do they call it? It's like a... Because it happens like clockwork, so it's not... Is it residual energy? That's what I'm thinking
of. I mean,
it
could be residual
energy. Has the capability
to... It's like
the imprint. Well, it's like an imprint,
It's like an imprint of something.
These guys just look like wherever they're at, like they're happy being here, and this is where they live, and...
But I'll tell you what, like, in that room...
There is some mod with that room, though. I will say that.
But
it might be her old room.
The thing is... It's never bad.
Like, no, like, I never get any bad energy here.
I don't wake up and feel scared. I wake up and feel like blanketed.
Yeah.
That's like a...
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Where shit weird happens at mom and dad's house. I'm
I
should probably
fucking
be on my guard.
That shit terrifies me there.
But no, here in that room... No, here in that room, I'm perfectly content.
It's like prison.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
Have you had your physical lately?
And sometimes, like, I get that too. Like, all of a sudden, I'll wake up 3 o'clock in the morning, like, out of a dead sleep. And like, all right, here we go. What's up? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm, like, looking... I hate... John likes the door being open at night. because he swears up and down, like, the air flows better and it doesn't get hot.
So it is, but you also invite a lot of things in you.
And I'm, yeah, and I sleep.
They're going to come through anyway.
And I sleep, you know, he can't see. I literally sleep where I can see right out to her, into our hallway and down to our living room.
I would be happy to switch sides. Because you're the vet.
But I'm also the fucking Portsmouth median, and I'm like, all right, what's up?
But with the door open, it does not matter who's where.
Yeah.
They're coming in regardless.
That's insane.
And they're coming to talk to me anyway. They ain't come to fuck with you.
It's hot.
They're getting my attention, whoever
it
is.
It's Heater Jr., because our toddler sleeps with us, too. He inherited my heater jeans.
Yeah, and he does get
if
hot.
If we have the door closed, it's fucking hot in there. Like, I might crack the door or crack the window tonight.
But yeah, but whenever it is, and I'm like, yeah. And then I immediately stare into the living room, like, I'm waiting to see somebody fucking standing there staring at me. Be like, all right, what's up? What do you need?
They're
like, what's
standing,
going on?
They're never standing, they're sitting.
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, I mean, it's just whoever it is, just.
The ones I feel are never standing, they're sitting.
They're never sitting? Or no, oh, they're never standing. I feel like they're standing.
No.
I don't see that.
Because I've passed out on that couch multiple times. Talked about it earlier.
Yeah.
And then even, in, like, the couch is fine. Dude, your house off of the old Deep Creek house. Williams,
apparently everybody did not have a good time. Now, whoever it was didn't fuck with me. Because honestly, I don't know, maybe it was just the point in my life where I was like, listen, I've already gone through a lot of shit, so I really appreciate it if you just leave me the fuck alone. So it never fucked with me. But it fucked with other people.
If there was ever a spirit that was protective of its residents because it was a resident, it's that one off of Williams.
Oh, yeah. And
that
even,
one did not like people that did not.
No, it didn't.
Live
and it,
there normally.
Yeah, and whoever, like, it was fine with me. It didn't bother me. I felt very protected, very safe in that house. I never once felt scared. But you and Amber were the one of the few, you know, Amber had slept in our house, and the first thing she said to me the next morning was, is your house haunted?
Yeah, I've never
heard. And I was like, what? And she's like, yeah. And she's like, is your house? I was like, dude, like, I'm the queen of fucking ghosts. Shit. I was like, I don't feel nothing here. I don't, whatever it is, it don't bother me. It don't fuck with me. It must feel my energy and says, you know what? We're going to leave her alone. Mm-hmm. She scares me. So I'm going to not fuck with her. But it fucked with Amber, apparently, in that room in particular. She said she heard a man laughing, and it was very, like, very kind of like not nice.
It was never nice.
Yeah. And then you said that same thing, that you had an encounter and it apparently didn't like you either for whatever reason.
I crashed on the couch for numerous times, and I just prepared myself, like, yo, it's gonna fucking happen. Chill out.
The hallway was really dark, though, at night. Sometimes that hallway was, like, creepy dark at night for whatever reason. I guess because it's just most of the time the doors were shut. There wasn't a lot of,
light,
but it did always feel really dark. There was a few times that, like, I would walk the hallway, like, in pitch black and be like, fuck, I can't see my hand in front of my face for a minute, you know? Like really, really dark. But whatever it was never bothered me. Now, I do have a video clip when I first moved in there. And I think I played it for you before. I know I played it for John.
Mm-hmm.
Where it was me and Moria. It was like right when we first moved into that house. And Morgan had gotten a helicopter or something.
Remote control helicopter.
Yeah, and he was playing with it. And this was like way before I even met you.
Mm-hmm.
And Charlie was being Charlie and trying to chase after it. And I was revving Charlie up going, you know, what is it? And you can hear as clear as day a man's voice come behind me and say, what is it?
That is crazy.
And to me, at the time, it sounded like my friend Billy. You know, and that's Billy. Who I always thought it was that it was Billy. Because that's who it sounded like. It sounded just like his voice.
Zabreski would never haunt, though.
You never... I mean, no. From now, I don't think he would. But it sounded like him. Now, did he used to come check up on me a lot? Yes. Has he checked up on me in the last few years? He has not. But at the time, I always felt like I felt him when I was going through some harder stuff. And I felt like that was, I was either him or it was my grandfather. Either way, it was somebody who was attached to me. It wasn't, had nothing to do with the house. Mm-hmm. It was somebody who was hanging out with us that day, you know, and was playing with us, you know.
I feel like a lot of them left when we moved to Floyd.
Yeah.
I feel like Floyd was very...
No, but I did have somebody at Floyd, too. Mm-hmm. I never figured out who that was. It was a woman. She walked right past that fucking nightlight.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Scared the shit out of me. Yeah. And I still, to this day, I was like, oh, my God, I'll never be able to... It was one of those things where I was trying so hard to debunk it, because I was like, who the fuck was that?
Yeah.
And there was no way, because of the way that the nightlight is. Go across the light, saw the shadow across the fucking light.
Really?
Yep.
I always thought...
And that fucking terrified, because it was the first time I've ever dealt with something like that. It was like the first time I actually saw something like that ever. Yeah. I've never experienced anything like that before. But I always felt like there was, and I don't know if it's because I was pregnant or whoever it was, but I always felt a woman spirit there.
Mm-hmm. It could have been, because apparently...
Apparently somebody died in that house, too.
It was like...
The grandma died or something.
Great-grandma or grandma, something like that.
Yeah, somebody, yeah. So I always felt a woman spirit there.
Yeah. Again, not malevolent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Never malevolent. Now, the outside grounds of Floyd, that terrified. There was a lot of anxiety. Like the house itself felt very calm and comforting, and like we immediately felt like it, like home when we moved in there. Yeah. But the second I stepped outside, even during the day...
Like onto the road?
Just outside of the threshold. I felt immediate fucking, like, just a lot of anxiety. Just a lot of, like...
Was it, like, a fear of the unknown?
I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was just, like...
It's pretty big, like, Civil War, Revolutionary War
area. I don't know what it was. It just felt heavy. Like, whenever I would go outside, it just felt like...
Or if there's, like, battlegrounds there.
And I always just felt like somebody was watching us. You know what I mean? Like, I always had that feeling of, like, just...
When I...
Like, you know, being watched, or, like, I was going to come home and there was going to be... Like, that was, like, one of the things that I always kept seeing in my head was, like, you know, like, especially when I worked at night. And I would come home in the middle of the night. You know, I was coming home, like, after 11:30, you know, almost midnight. And, like... In the middle of fucking darkness.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm always, you know, if it wasn't an animal, I just always had that sense of, like, I felt like I was being watched. You know what I mean? Like, I just felt like I was being watched. It was just weird.
And I asked this solely because, like, when I was in your house, that's when I felt watched. Like,
really?
When I was out and I could go around, like, on the road or up the stream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I felt... like at home, it was perfect.
Yeah,
everything was like, it felt great. But in the house itself, that's when you start to get the weird like hair feelings, or you know, like what's behind you type deal. But no, outside of the house, other than worrying about bears and cougars and the like it was a very nice spot to be
in. It was beautiful. I mean, there was a lot of peace and serenity and that came from there.
Like, I remember John had the bright ass spotlight.
I used to love
the possums and the coons and shit.
I'm pretty sure that one night we called not a cougar, but a bobcat.
Oh yeah, there's plenty of bobcats throughout there.
But that was always my fear of, like, John was going to, like, pull the flashlight and we were going to just, like, see demon fucking eyes staring back at us.
Some Indian, some Native American.
Personally, I think that y'all are in the most, like, serene spot you could have been.
Oh, yeah.
It was just...
I mean, that was our sabbatical. That's kind of, like, what we claimed it to be, you know, going to Floyd for just kind of getting and detoxing from city life and... the stress of jobs and, you know, just detoxing. It was good and, you know, and then it brought its own anxieties, you know, on the back end of
raising a child
and being so far away from everybody and
everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
in that situation, if you're not savvy to growing your own shit and building your own and like having your own ranch.
Well, not only that, like, you know,
we just weren't equipped for
flat earthers going to the mountains, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. And like it was
our first winter there, we got snowed in by over 2 feet of snow.
Yeah.
I was like, we're not ready for this.
Like, I was calling snow plows and like, yeah, it's gonna be like $100. Like, I took out 40. Like, I don't know. What, 100? Oh man.
You don't
God bless for... Daniel Sauer. Water. If y'all ever in Floyd, Virginia, please go give that man his business.
Oh, Sauer's with the W.
Yeah. Sauer's with the W. That man's a fucking saint.
Yeah. But yeah, there's a lot, you know, that was, but yeah, I don't know what it was, but I just, even outside, like during the day, to me, I just was picking up on a lot of like nervousness, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I just couldn't understand why I'm like,
it could have been sensitive to the area. I mean, like,
it could have been like, for me, like I never felt nervous, but I felt drawn. So like I would walk out the back door. And I would be drawn to the little creek bed you had there where Dad stole a rock. That rock is still in Chesapeake,
Virginia. Oh, yeah, no, he took a lot of rocks. He took a lot
it's
of rocks.
It's a gigantic
yeah.
rock thing. He's like, I'll shit you not. I threw up my back trying to bring that rock over.
Dad loved it there. That was like the calmest I've ever seen him ever. Yeah. Ever
he still to this day talks about Floyd, Virginia, because that is his environment.
Oh, yeah.
See, I feel like that's what we should plan. Like maybe do like a family trip, or I feel like even if we did something where we go rent a cabin for a holiday or something,
like
and just and just like
something in the Blue Ridge.
Yeah, we're gonna go.
Even if you go northwest in the Shenandoah.
Yeah, we're just gonna go spend Christmas here, like outside of this environment. Yep. You know what I mean?
He's always talked about like that's where he wants to be. The whole trips to the beach and shit's not.
Oh, yeah,
him. Yeah. He's not ever a beach person.
I feel like not even Christmas. We should go there during the summer. Cause that's where you can do everything.
Yeah, but still, there's something about spending Christmas in the mountains that you know,
like fall Christmas in the mountains is
it's
amazing.
It's beautiful.
It's a bitch or driving in the winter if it snows.
Yeah,
that's the only thing I'm worried about. Fucking snow.
But yeah, it's funny how like so. Did I ever tell you my natural bridge encounter? Natural Bridge fucked me up. I will never, ever, I will go to Natural Bridge. I love Natural Bridge. We've been there many of times. Yeah. It's one of my favorite spots
in
the whole entire world. No, but I will never fucking spend the night in Natural Bridge ever Bridge Hotel. So we spent the night in that fucking hotel.
We got a Groupon.
Yeah, we got a Groupon.
Mistake number one.
Yeah.
No, we've struck gold on the Groupons before.
Yeah.
For hotels?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like when we did a Groupon, was it for that hotel in D.C.?
Yeah.
One of the hotels.
On
yeah,
the
we got a pretty
JFK
good.
JFK was shot?
No.
It was
for a... it was a deaf college.
Yeah, the Keeley.
The Keylog Hotel.
Yeah.
And it was like
it's a really nice hotel.
And
super quiet.
Super quiet, obviously.
Super quiet.
No one can say anything.
Yeah. It was beautiful. I mean, and it reminded me of...
because no one can talk.
No.
But, like, even the architecture of, like, the campus there is gorgeous. It almost reminds me of going to, like, a German village. It's world class. I definitely highly recommend checking it out if you ever go to DC.
But anyway,
so we stayed at the Natural Bridge Hotel, and it was for Morgan's birthday. Morgan was already not having it. Like the second we got there, that's the first fucking thing he asked: "Is this place haunted?"
First red flag is let's rewind the tape a little bit. We go and we're like, "Oh man, let's get dinner here."
Does it have Wi-Fi?
It's a fucking surf and turf buffet.
In the middle of fucking the mountains.
It's delicious.
We threw down. We spent a lot of money. Like, more, like,
we've spent
over $100 on fucking food that night.
Well, but my first red flag is, Morgan went had nothing to do with the buffet. I was like, I should have just got you a plate of just some regular food because it's like $50 a plate. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Because you can have all you can eat, you know, surf and turf. First red flag. Morgan's like, I don't want to eat this stuff. I'm like, oh my God, right? I just spent this money. So not only that, we go to the hotel room. I think I felt like I spent like better Super 8s in this hotel room. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, it was just old. Like, the TV was, like, still turn dialed.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. Like, it was old as fuck. And, like, when you went into, like, the main hotel, like, which was, like, the newer part. So, the history about that hotel is that it had burned down at one point. And there is legend that it's haunted. Mm-hmm. All right? But we never said anything to Momo about it because I know my kid. And at the time, he's gotten a lot better with it now. But at the time, like, you say anything about ghosts, he's not into it, you know. So I didn't want to freak him out and then risk, like, we're not going to be able to sleep because now he thinks it's haunted. So we get in, we drop our bags off, we go have dinner, we come back. It's, like, dark. It's dark because it's November.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's absolutely gorgeous. I mean, it's pitch black. I mean, the second you step out of the hotel area that's lit up, there's not one fucking light anywhere.
Yeah,
the road's not lit up. There's no houses adjacent. There's no neighborhoods. Like, you're literally in the fucking middle of, like, there's nobody around you. Mm-hmm. You're at the hotel, and then literally the hotel backs right up to Natural Bridge.
That's perfect.
So, our hotel room, the window, we could see Natural Bridge.
Yeah.
From the window.
You can look down.
You can see down into it. It was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, like, we're tired. You know, we had a full day of Natural Bridge, and we did the caverns and everything. And the next day, we're moving to Charlottes. Was it Charlottesville, or we were going?
We were going to
Massanutten, mm-hmm. So we were going up. So we took, like, a little bit of, like, a road trip. Right. Yeah. So. Because
this is the water park there.
Yeah. So there is, it's super cool.
We
So this is what Momo wanted to do for his birthday. So we're like, all right, we took a road trip and this is what we're going to do. We'll trek down first and then we'll drive and then we'll cut through the National Forest and we'll do all that fun stuff.
The Charlotte's going to last.
And so go to sleep and I'm already feeling it. I'm like, oh, fuck, like something weird. I don't know. I'm like, all right, just go to sleep. So can't remember if the dream was before or after, but at some point or another, I don't know. Here we go. I don't know if I'm astro projecting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in Natural Bridge. There's a fucking monk trying to get me to come to Natural Bridge. He's trying to tell me to come.
A monk. Okay.
What the fuck does a monk have to do with Natural Bridge?
Continue.
Couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
Couldn't tell you. Weirdest fucking shit. I'm like, why does this dude want me to come down there?
No, seriously, continue.
Like it, the weirdest shit. Like, I don't know what any of that had to do with anything. So, like, nothing. Like, it was just weird. I'm like, why is there a monk wanting me to come down to Natural Bridge? Why is he telling me, leading me down here? And so all of a sudden, you start feeling, I'm thinking it's John.
She's making it
like tickling my feet. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I'm thinking it's him. Like, what the fuck is fucking messing with my feet? And I like wake up like abruptly. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, this is some weird shit. And soon as I wake up, Momo instantly wakes up.
Not a word was said.
Yeah. And then soon as we all wake up, he wakes up. Everybody wakes up all at the same time.
Yeah.
All three of us all wake up at the same time. And I'm like asking Mo, so Mo, are you all right? And he goes, I woke up because somebody was tickling my feet. Why are you messing with my feet? And I was like, I wasn't messing with your feet, buddy.
Yeah.
And then John, after finally getting settled down, I'm like, fuck, somebody was fucking with my feet. And then he goes, yeah, somebody was tickling my feet too.
I was like, but listen, they're going to have to levitate me. I'm going back to bed.
Yeah, so he goes back to me and Momo are fucking terrified. I couldn't go back. Momo couldn't go back to sleep. I'm trying to fucking figure out the fucking analog fucking TV that's fucking now staticky and fucking, you know.
Not only that, like the broke
fucking. Yeah, remote. Oh, my God. I couldn't get out of that place fast enough. And I'm telling John, I'm like, what the fuck does a monk have to do with Natural Bridge? Now, I know that the people that own it are super religious, but they're Christian.
Yeah.
They're, like, super Christian.
But it radiates their most...
But what does a monk have to do with Natural Bridge? And it's something I never bothered to look back into because I was like trying to figure out why
the Native Americans were there.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, you can, like, mixes can happen.
Yeah.
And it can be weird as fuck. And you can mix. Maybe you saw a medicine man.
I don't know.
Maybe it wasn't a monk.
Because our brains as humans are so fucking strong that you are able to take, okay. This is your religion. This is my religion. Now it's our religion. Like, yeah. You can do that shit in your brain, even though it's not real.
Yeah. But I just thought it was weird. He wanted to show me something. And he was trying to lead me there, and he was like, you know.
Now I think it might have been a medicine man. I mean, kind of almost the same thing.
I mean, I know there's a lot of Native American, you know, in that area. But yeah, I don't know. It was just weird. I was like, that's so weird. Like, it's literally trying to tell me to come down here. Like, come down.
Long story short, come. Creepy hotel, great buffet.
Yeah, food fucking excellent.
This
food.
The greatest buffet I've ever had in my
good
life.
Soup.
Great soup.
Good soup.
And it was like one of those places too that had like a cigar room in the set.
Like, yeah, it was cool. They had like a, it was like fucking being on the Titanic, it felt like.
Now, if we were to stay in the main building, because we stayed in one of like the annexes. Like,
yeah, we stayed in the Groupon like, special is where
Groupon,
we stayed. Yeah,
the Groupon section.
That's where we stayed.
I might give it a whirl if it's in the main building.
Yeah, I mean, but yeah.
I bet it'd been way better rooms.
I mean, there's almost like an intrigue to want to go back in that sense. Like, now that I'm sure. Like, I know that like something's fucked.
Dogs can go. Apparently it's a dog friendly hotel.
Yeah, it's a very,
We saw a lot of dogs.
Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Natural Bridge. I mean.
It's state owned now.
It is owned by the state. It is. But yeah.
Yep, that was a.
But it confirmed that whatever it was fucking with all of us because all three of us woke up at the same time and we all had the same experience that something was tickling our feet.
It's crazy.
And it was weird because I feel it clear as day. Like, just I could feel somebody's fingers on my foot. Like, there was no way of, like, my brain being able, and I'm thinking, like, you know, sometimes when you're sleeping, your brain's capable of making you feel things that you're not really feeling, but, like, you know, but then when Momo woke up and then John woke up, I mean, all within, you know,
seconds
of each other, and then we all had the same experience and confirmed that was somebody fucking with us, and they wanted to wake us up. And I couldn't go back to sleep after that. The bathroom creeped me out.
It was a creepy bathroom. It was a dark bathroom.
Bathroom creeped me out. It was a super old hotel.
It was.
I was like, oh, man, get me. I could. Me and Mo were like, Mo was ready to go. He was like, get me the fuck out of here.
It's like we couldn't leave.
He's like, I just want to go to Massanutten. This is normal there.
Yeah, meanwhile, Massanutten, they're like, yeah, there's a couple bears up there. So if you see anything,
yeah. Yeah, because we stayed like up in one of the villas, like
the
up
summits,
top of the, on top of the mountain, which we're planning on, we wanted to take the kids back, or take Finn and take Momo back for his birthday this year. We were trying to toss up to see if that was possible.
Well, if y'all do, I'm open for it. Mm-hmm. I have my snowboard. I've never done anything snowboarder-wise on the East Coast, so I'm always open.
Yeah, that's a nice one.
What are you thinking about that, or, Great Wolf Lodge. We've never been there.
But Great I feel Wolf. Like Massanutten right is there. More worth is worth is more worth the money.
Yeah.
I feel like
what are their ranges here? Was it like Wintergreen, Massanutten?
Yeah, it's
Wintergreen, Massanutten.
Oh,
yeah.
then you go to West Virginia after that. You know, like snowshoe and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's all on that like
snowshoe is actually
It's all like on the Jefferson National Forest like it's like that.
Like,
Is it real snow or like?
Yeah, it depends.
It all depends. I feel like on our side, it's probably mostly powder. It's probably fake snow.
But again, like there was, I think we were living in Floyd that one year. They're like, we haven't put down any fake snow.
Yeah, because they didn't need to, because there was they got so much snow that year.
You live in the mountains in Floyd.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Basically, like, y'all's 30-year plan was most people's like retirement plan.
Yeah.
God damn.
I mean, it's still part of our retirement plan.
What
I mean,
we've happened. If I may ask,
what going to Floyd?
Yeah, what made y'all choose?
We just got
Floyd?
An Airbnb.
We got an Airbnb for my birthday,
and y'all were just like,
we'd never gone. Yeah, we'd never been to Floyd before, and we'd gone to Charlottesville, and you know, a lot of me, I just had a lot of curiosity of what the rest of fucking Virginia looked like because I never left fucking Chesapeake. A kid, and
well, we've seen it because remember when we went took you to your birthday, you went to go to Charlottesville. I was like, instead of doing the brewery tour, I was like, you know what? You gotta see. You gotta go. We gotta go to fucking Natural Bridge.
We gotta Natural Bridge, yeah.
And we gotta do this. Like, fuck all that. Yeah. Like, let's go do this.
There's so much branch out.
Was so much that I hadn't seen. And John, you know, he was...
I've been all over the place.
His dad's a traveler,
but
so
what,
John got to go...
What made y'all pick Floyd as the...
Looking for something different.
Just, so. I don't know. Something about it, we both just had a really strong pull. It was the weirdest thing.
This
we
would
just
be so cool,
like, this would
here.
Be such a nice... I mean, I even could see myself living here.
Even when you pulled out the neighborhood, crossed the river, had to hop on a highway to get to town...
Well, that, we didn't know we were going to be living there.
But when that happened...
We got scared the first time we went to that house.
Okay, like, that's what I'm looking at. Like, when that happened, when you're... Hop across and you do your thing.
When we went across the river, I was like, whoa. First time we went across the river, and I was like, fuck, like, it's back over here. Like, holy shit. And then, like, we're following the GPS, and, you know, like, going up Sours, our old road, it's all fucking dirt and rock. Yeah. And we're in the fucking Jetta, and we're like, where the fuck are we going?
Y'all didn't do that before you rented?
I mean, we didn't go all the way up, but we saw the house before.
We saw the house before we ran in.
You knew your trek.
Yeah, we knew. And we're like, all right, well, we're gonna have the Jeep, but we ain't gonna have any 4-wheel drive. So I mean, we're gonna see what happens, I guess. You know. Yeah. But yeah, I remember like when we actually went up the rest of the mountain road, and like we went up. I was terrified. And then come to find out, like, the first couple of days that Mo went to school, I had the worst anxiety because they take a bus up this fucking road. There's no guardrails. And this fucking road is up a fucking mountain with no fucking guardrails. And Mo used to tell me that the bus driver would haul ass. I was like, please don't tell me anymore because I'm going to be taking you to school.
I can say this now. That bus route... No guardrails.
No guardrails. Like, no guardrails.
Remember when I picked you up? I was like, you want to take the back way?
Yeah, the back way is the normal way.
And I remember one of the times we went up there and it had rain. And the thing about living in the mountains, like, the water flows down. Yeah. So, like,
everything
comes down. And the fucking thing that the crossover. So, there's a part where... There was like a waterfall or something that came through.
The levee.
Yeah, there was a fucking... And Mo was like, oh, yeah, like, we couldn't go that way today because it was completely washed out. And I'm like, how the fuck did you turn a bus up? I'm like, I don't want to hear anymore.
Looks like the bus driver's there.
He was fucking a brute. I mean, he grew up there. He knew the roads like the back of his hand. So I guess if anybody's going to do it, it was him. Yeah. But I'm like, Mo. And Mo would tell me he would sleep on the way to school. He said after a while, he liked it. And even then, there's been a few times where he's come up and been like, I kind of miss the peaceful bus drive, the peaceful one. He's like, sometimes it would still be dark, you know, and he would just put his headphones on and go back to sleep. Mm-hmm. I mean, he had an hour fucking commute to school every day.
It only took 15 minutes.
Yeah, it only took 15 minutes, but it took him an hour to get to school because...
You have to transverse the fucking
mountains. Yeah, when you have to drive up a mountain and pick kids up and then come back down a mountain and go... You know, it was definitely an adventure. And I do feel that if we wouldn't have moved to Floyd, we probably wouldn't have Finn.
No.
And that, and I feel like everything happens for a reason. And I felt like at the time in our lives and the shit that we were going through was really heavy. I was having a really hard time at my job. And it was putting a lot of stress on me. Like, I was stressing myself sick. And I just needed a break. I just felt like it was just too much going on with work. And I just was like, I think there was a part of me still at the time where I was like, I did not go through all the shit that I went through only to fucking come right back to Deep Creek. I remember having that conversation with John and being like, this is not where I grow old.
No one wants to come back.
Yeah. Deep Creek is not where I grow old.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just not, you know. It's just, yeah. But Deep Creek is not where I grow old.
And even yours, like, no.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think I was just really conflicted with that. And there was just a lot, you know. And also, too, you have to think of, like, where I lived in New Jersey, which you remember, like, where I lived. It was very serene and rivers. And I missed that. And I miss seasons.
Yeah.
Fucking too hot down there, you know. I was like, I just miss seeing rivers and having seasons and feeling the cold air and, you know, and we just found Floyd and went and we just loved the town. It was like, it was a good mix of everything that we were really liked and just off the beaten trail enough. And then we got lucky with that house because we couldn't find shit. I mean, and we were getting ready to buy a house. We were like, all right, we got a pre-approved for a lawyer. All right, well, if this is where we're going to plant roots and we're going to buy a house. I'm glad we didn't. But I still feel that house I still see that house.
Oh, yeah.
That, I mean, the house that we went and looked at, I wanted that house. I mean, I knew it was an awesome house. It was small. We would have grown out of it in, like, a month. But there was just something about that house that I loved.
Yeah.
And that house still I can see. Like, there's something about that house. Maybe one day down the road, that'll be our vacation retirement home or something.
What was that?
It was kind of pushed back even further than where the fuck we were.
You did this, and I was...
Yeah, it was the opposite end.
It was, I forget the street name.
I don't, yeah.
But
it was beautiful. It was blue. It was a blue house. It was like a light blue house. And it was a tri-level, so it was up on stilts. Yeah, so,
it had the basement.
Yeah, and it had, like, a raised basement. And beautiful, huge deck in the front. And when you looked from the deck, you could see the mountains. I mean, you were right there. Our neighbors would have been cows, which our neighbors were cows, too, where we were at. But it was just more, like, secluded. You know, trees all around. It had like a fire pit. I mean, it was just perfect. It had a big deck in the back. It was just beautiful. There was just something about it. The living room was, you know, I mean, our house now is significantly bigger than what it was. It was not a very big house. It was two bedrooms, one bath, a kitchen, and a living room. And that's all it was. And two big decks, a big deck in the front and a big deck in the back. And it was on a decent amount of property. But yeah, it was raised up so you could see. Whoever built that house built that in mind of like, I want to be able to see the mountains. So, and we almost put, and they were only asking like, what, $99,000 for it? They were asking $100,000 for it. And we were getting ready to go put the offer in, and I got a phone call from Steve, which is ended up being our landlord, and said, hey, you know, I got your Zillow message. If y'all want to come see the house, you know, I can meet with you this afternoon. And then we went and saw that house, and then, you know, we kind of talked ourselves out of buying. But we didn't even know that we had the house until we moved. It was Memorial? No. I don't remember what it was.
It was like Labor Day.
Labor Day or something. Like, is when he called and said, you know, I had a couple other people look at the house, but I really like you guys, and I'll make a deal if I'm gonna have to, you know. And I said, you know, the dog's not is non-negotiable. She's not, you know, I'm not gonna get rid of my dog to live in your house. And he's like, all right. I sent him a picture of the dog, and I was like, listen, she's old. The worst thing she's gonna do is bark about shit. And yeah, so then we got to. He said, I'll as long as if you're okay with me not changing out the carpets, I'll let you have the dog. And I was like, all right, cool.
Yeah, we are not. I was trying to look for the house now, but I can't remember where it was at. Just before the wool wine.
But yeah, but then, you know, they just so happened. It all turned into. The whole idea of Floyd was for shits and giggles. I really don't think that we ever thought that we were going to move there. No. We had a pull. Something both pulled on us, and we both looked at each other and said, let's move. Let's live here. Let's do it. And it was like this weird thing. And then, you know, and I don't think we ever really thought that it was going to happen. And then when it did, it happened so fucking fast.
Yeah.
I think even everybody around us was just like, holy shit, like, you know, that happened really quick. Like, that, like, within 3 weeks, you guys went from, like, oh, this, and, like, now you're actually, like, you're fucking doing it. Like, you're actually leaving. And it was an adventure.
It was an adventure, and I think that was the coolest
part. I mean, we got to do a lot of cool shit. We got to go kayaking all the time, and, I mean, fucking river was, like, was our playground. I mean, the property that we rented was all the way to the river. We even had a spot right in front of the river that was ours that we rented.
That's awesome.
But yeah, well,
I will say that it would have worked out a lot better if it was just her and I.
Yeah, Momo wasn't. Yeah, I mean, a lot of it.
It would have been a lot of.
If it was just me and you, we probably would still be there.
Yeah, but since we have kids everything else, yeah. It's just. You know, you need culture. It's not really a culture town. You know what I mean?
It depends on what you're.
What I mean, like culture, I mean like go to a goddamn art museum.
If we wanted any culture, we had to go to Roanoke.
Yeah. Obviously, priorities wise.
Oh yeah.
It just depends on what you want.
Oh yeah.
And we just didn't want to be so far away from. We wanted Finn to be able to have the relationships that he has, and he wouldn't have those relationships if we were still living in Floyd.
No.
I think everything happens for a reason. I think we were meant to go away for a little while, but we were meant to come back. But we weren't meant to come back to Deep Creek. And
Shea Terrace is cool, but.
Yeah.
Just.
But we talk about it all the time. We have no problem, and we've even said to Mo, hey, you want to go to Virginia Tech, you just let us know.
Yeah.
We got no problem fucking going back. You know what I mean? Like.
That boy has to work.
Yeah, yeah. He does.
For fuck's sake.
Yeah. Like, yeah. It is what it is.
Does anybody have any, like, spooky? Because.
I've told mine before. I don't want to repeat.
Yeah, I told mine.
I've got tons, but yeah. So anyway, guys. So I can't guarantee that this is going to be like a regular thing. Still, I mean, we'll see. But
this is your girl, Blair Walters.
I'll talk a bit.
So, but yeah. So. I hope you enjoyed this episode. It's our spooky tales, and you know.
This is your girl Blake Shelton
speaking. Are we legally allowed to go XOXO or no?
I mean, we've done it before.
Why can't I say that?
XOXO.
XOXO. Gossip girl. All right, guys, you know where to follow me.
Sorry, the old Taylor can't come to the phone right now. Why? Because she's dead.
All right, you know where to follow us. Follow me. I'm on the things.
on the social media.
I love you guys.
You boys like Mexico.
You ever go?
Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for another episode of So This Is Me Trying. Bro, have a good night, guys. I love that.